Let's now have a look at corporation tax. One of the features of the Labour government over the past 11 years has been the introduction of ill-thought-out tax measures, which were then reversed shortly afterwards. The early years of the Labour administration saw a progressive, benign environment for small, unincorporated businesses with low rates of corporation tax and a tax-efficient extraction by dividends. No surprises then when these were reversed. Budget 2007 gave notice that the CT rate for small trading companies would rise year on year by 1% per annum from 19% in FY 2006 to 22% in FY 2009. So it's welcome news indeed that the Chancellor has decided to postpone the rise in April 2009. The CT rate for small trading businesses will therefore remain at 21%, and so for a company with profits of £50,000 per annum, that means a saving of £500 of corporation tax for the year. So what else is on the table for corporation tax? Well, there's some good news on losses, and it mirrors the rules for unincorporated businesses. For some years for companies, it's been possible to carry back trading losses 1 year. But in the PBR, Alistair Darling decided to extend the carry-back period to 3 years. That is an additional 2. For those of us old enough to remember, the 3-year carry-back is what was originally on the statute book before it was restricted to 1 year in the 1990s. But there is a problem. The carry-back for 1 year remains for unlimited losses, just like for unincorporated businesses, and the further carry-back is also restricted, in total, to losses of £50,000, with the losses being applied to later years before the earlier years. So while we're talking about companies, let's return for a moment to the famous Arctic Systems case. We've spoken at length about that before. After success in the House of Lords, where the profit extraction system for a husband and wife of 2 personal allowance salaries and 2 lots of dividends was affirmed as being lawful, the government, as you will recall, swiftly condemned it and promised early action to correct the situation. Well, as we all know, the draft legislation simply wasn't fit for purpose, and under fire from all directions, the government reluctantly shelved the proposals, and that was in Budget 2008, but they promised to return to them in Budget 2009. The PBR has affirmed the government's intention to deal with that issue, the profit shifting, but in view of the economic turmoil, has sensibly decided not to introduce legislation in Finance Bill 2009, but instead, and ominous words here, to keep the matter under review. So we'll have to keep an eye on what's going to happen to Arctic Systems.